This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Klein, K-L-E-I-N, date of birth 7-8-1945. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Klein with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, congestive heart failure, and coronary artery disease. His last visit was July 28th of 2025. His weight is stable. He is having nocturia 3 to 4 times per night, and that makes it difficult for him to get back to sleep after he's been up so many times. He does not believe he's had a trial of any Flomax, and he's not seen a urologist previously. But this is most likely secondary to benign prostatic hypertrophy. And so he will discuss those possibilities with you at his next visit. He is complaining also of mild shortness of breath with exertion and intermittent mild chest pains. And he wonders if he will be needing another cardiac rehabilitation or cardiac catheterization. And he may need to go to Beaumont to have the next one done, according to Dr. Lee's last report. And so the patient is anticipating that it may that may be in the near future. The last blockage was 1 year from the previous one, and the area that required intervention was in the same place it had been in 2024. So he had two cardiac catheterizations a year apart, all in the same area requiring angioplasty. He denies edema or claudication symptoms. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion, and that seems to be mildly worse within the last few months. Medications, I want to highlight Plavix, 75 milligram daily, metoprolol, 12.5 milligram daily, Norvasc is 5 milligram daily, Losartan, 100 milligram daily, Isosorbide, 30 milligram daily, Hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily, and potassium is 20 mil equivalent daily. And he is on an over-the-counter prostate formulation that doesn't seem to be helping much. And now he's on Lamisil, 250 milligram one daily for 3 months. Physical exam, weight 246 pounds, pulse is 60, blood pressure is 124 over 70. His neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur or arrhythmia. Abdomen obese, without ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/28/2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.27 with estimated GFR of 57. Calcium is 9.3, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 3.1, sodium is 132, a previous level 137, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 25, hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, congestive heart failure and coronary artery disease. The patient will follow with Dr. Kropotsman and Dr. Lee as needed and as advised. 3, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. And 4, symptoms of benign prostatic hypertrophy. And he would be interested in trying some Flomax or a urology referral may be helpful if, due to the nocturia that seems to be worsening about 4 times per night. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.